Gemara in Tav Kuf Nun Dalet Siv Zayin. Rakita Sura B'Tisha B'Av Bein B'Chamin Bein Mitzrayim. This Rakita applies whether the water is hot or cold. Afilu L'Hoshit Etzbo B'Mayim Osir. Even to stick with one finger into the water is ready Osir. Okay. Siv Ches. Afilu Shal Mitzvah B'Zman Muteris. So the Gemara talks about something called Tefillah B'Zman Mitzvah. Tefillah B'Zman Mitzvah means that the Torah delineates a certain process of Tahara for the different people which are Tameh, and the Torah says to go to the Mikvah. So whatever that time is, the Torah delineates that process. There's a B'chok in the Gemara whether when the Torah says go to the Mikvah, then is it a command or it is a Rishus? If you want to come to her, go to the Mikvah. Or means there's a Mitzvah to go at that point in time. That's called Tefillah B'Zmana Mitzvah. So we pass in Tefillah Shal Mitzvah B'Zmana is a Mitzvah, and therefore it's Mutter to do on Tisha B'Av. Abba B'Zmana Zayin Tefillah B'Zmana. Hechol Sittu B'Av V'Chei Nogu. We don't have that practically, so we'll see what that is. Let's see Mishabura. Abba B'Zmana Zayin. So the main place where this applies to is to women. The real Mitzvah of Tefillah, which we have, is a woman who's in need of going to the Mikvah. A man, if he be a Zov, we have a mitzvah, but we're not processing people which are Zovim nowadays. So the main issue which we have is a woman going to the mikvah. Now, a woman going to the mikvah, the mitzvah, woman is a nida. The raisa, the process of nidus goes like this. The woman sees dam, she starts having a flow, it's called seeing dam. She starts having a flow of uterine bleeding. That's one thing I want to say, by the way. The definition of dam nida is not menstrual bleeding. It's uterine bleeding. It's a mistake which everybody makes, women especially. And so, well, this is not part of my menstrual cycle, so I'm not a nida. It's totally incorrect. It's uterine bleeding. So woman has that.
Hello, Mr. Murray.
So the loch is that Minaraisa, she's tummy for 7 days.
Oh, good evening.
At the end of 7 days, she goes to the mikvah that night. After the sweet, I don't like complaining with you. I really don't enjoy it. I know you like to say, "Well, everybody, I can't deal with it." So, minarais, a woman becomes a nida. She can have actual flow of dam for 7 days. As long as at the end of the 7th day before nightfall, she stops having a flow of dam, she goes to the mikvah that night, the night of the 8th, and she's tahara. That's within the rice of nidah. If a woman, after that process, then sees dam on day 8, she's referred to as azava katana, or also known as nemor shemers yom keneged yom, which means that she's tomei for that day and the following day. Shemers yom keneged yom, which means that she's telling me the day that she saw, and the next day she goes to mikvah by day. By the end of the day, she's to her. If she sees that one day, if she sees 2 days in a row, so again, she's telling me the third day, she goes to mikvah by day, and she's to her that night. If she sees 3 days in a row, she comes to what's called a Zava Gedola. A Zava Gedola is telling me for seven, is telling me until she has 7 clean days. And then she goes to mikvah by day, in the 7th day, and she's to her that night. So what our women do is that they wait, they come in nida, they count 7 clean days, because maybe they're concerned they're a zava, because Allah is a woman who sees, starts her flow, like all Rishonim except for the Rambam. She starts her flow, she has 7 days of nida, except for the Rambam has a different shot. Days 8 through 18 are the time which a woman is ripe to become a Zava Gedola. She has a dam during any one of those days. She's not a nida. She's a candidate for the din of Zava. If she sees dam on day 19, she's a nida. And then, again, she doesn't need 7 clean days. So even though she has 3 days in a row of seeing, it's irrelevant. Right? But since women don't want to keep with the mercy of the women of Klaisel do not want to keep track of this. Maybe we're in the Ziva period, maybe we're in the Nida period. They always keep 7 clean days. They also go to Mikvah by night, as if they were a Nida. If they're a Zava, they go to Mikvah by day.
Right?
So, where does Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah? There's never, nowadays, a woman going to Mikvah, she's never going to Mikvah in the right time. Either she's supposed to go to the mikveh on the night of the 8th without having 7 clean days, and waiting 7 clean days means she's pushed off her tefillah by waiting 7 clean days if she was a nidah. She's a zovah, she's supposed to go by day, not by night. So there's no such thing as a tefillah bezman mitzvah nowadays for a woman. She's going in the proper time. So she can't go on mikveh on Tisha. What's a loimer? Yudzayin. It's a cut in Yudzayin. Shenogu noshim leishiv al tipis dam shiva nikiyim. Dafka, even just having one ri of dam, they would count 7 clean days. Now that's impossible. Mikra, that's impossible. Because even if she's a nida, she doesn't need 7 clean days. If she's a zava, she needs 3 days of seeing before she becomes a zava. So having ri of one day and then keeping 7 clean days is impossible. Minaraisa. There's no case where a woman will have one day of ri and need 7 clean days. She can need 7 days, not 7 clean days. The fact that she needs 7 clean days is a dinder abonim. They said, well, listen, we made it, you know, it's confusing for the women. You see dam, 7 clean days. That's very easy. You know, no chochmas. Good. But it comes out, mele ena tefila bezmano, she never goes to the mikvah on the right time. Well, so why should she go to the mikvah? So the reason why women go to the mikvah is not for mitzvah tefila bezmano, they go because this way they become permitted to their husband. Well, tashu shemita is also on Tisha B'Av. The rei mitzvah is oyna lo yuchel l'kayim at Tisha B'Av. So, normally we say the mitzvah of the woman to go to the mikvah is because this way she'll become permitted to her husband. But that's not true on Tisha B'Av. Well, she has a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to go in the proper time, even though she's not permitted to her husband, which the Mora says is true. That's, yeah, if they'd be keeping the correct calculation, but they're not. So therefore there's no reason why a woman should go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av.
Do you happen to know when that gezerah came in about to treat a woman like
a... It's a Gemara.
So it happened in the Gemara's time?
The Gemara's is ready.
But not in the Mishnah?
In the Mishnah, no.
So it's a Gemara's time, so then basically there could have been a period of time that there was Tisha B'Av.
And when we're going to Mikvah, yeah.
On time.
Correct.
So then, in that case, I guess she would go to Mikvah.
Correct.
In those days.
Correct. 100%.
I'm just curious how the history is.
Right. Well, the Gemara says Til was on a mitzvah. She goes to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. It's a Gemara. It's a brisa. It's a brisa.
It's a mishnah.
Yes, because that economy they talk about.
Before the gezerah.
Correct. That was correct. Well, sit the boy. So what does she do? So she goes to the mikvah Matzi Tisha B'Av. Now the law is a woman goes to the mikvah, so she requires what's known as chafifa. Chafifa is the proper preparations for the mikvah. So there's machloikas in the Gemara. When's the proper time to do chafifa? There's machloikas rishonim, not better. Early rishonim, ready. It's machloikas ga'inim and then rishonim. When's the proper time to do the main chafifa? One argument is that we want to do the chafifa as close to the tefillah as possible because we want the woman to have no chatzitzas when she goes to the mikvah.
What's chafifa?
Chafifa is the preparation for going to the mikvah. So she washes her body, she cuts her fingernails, she comes out of her hair, she's, you know, whatever she does to prepare herself to go to the mikvah. So the ideal time would be theoretically would be to meet immediately prior to going to the mikvah, which she goes by night. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna pull the names right now. It's close to Rashi and the She'iltas. I don't remember who says what. So one says that the proper time of the chavivah is Belayla. The main chavivah should be done Belayla immediately before she goes to the mikvah. Okay. Another one says, no, the problem is we're doing it Belayla, we have a problem, we're afraid she's not going to do it as thoroughly as she should. Why?
Because her
husband's waiting for her.
Right.
So she wants to go to the mikvah already. So therefore, the proper time to do the chafifa is B'yom. This way, B'yom, she's not going to happen until nighttime anyway. So she might as well take her time and do it as thoroughly as possible. So that's the look like this. So what we do is...
What's the half a minute to do by Laila? I mean, because you want to do it. Man for the going to mikvah.
What we want
to
do
why
is.
Why can't you do it the preparation before in the day?
Because you want to do it as close as possible to the tefillah.
So you go into Beit Nishmashes and.
Well, okay, that basically means you're moving it more towards shifting towards when she goes to mikvah night time as opposed to earlier in the day. So what we paskin is that the ikri chafif is b'yayim. We pass in the ikri time a person should do preparation is b'yayim, but she should do mixes b'layla also. So women prepare by daytime if they can, and when they go to b'layla, they do one little thing before they go in. So they're doing something still b'layla also. In the case a woman can't go b'yayim, can't prepare b'yayim for whatever reason, she prepares b'layla, but we make a set time she has to take. This way she can't compromise on the amount of time it takes, because there's a set time a woman should take an hour total between all of her preparations, between the sitting in the tub and everything like that, total amount is an hour. So therefore, you're not going to compromise because you have to do your hour anyway. So that's the idea about it. But we pass on Nikar's B'yayim. So it comes out, this woman who's going to Mikvah Motzi Tisha B'av does her main preparation for the Mikvah Erev Tisha B'av. So even though during 9 days, we don't want, this woman will take a warm bath, wash her hair with shampoo, the whole nine yards, Erev Tisha B'av, you know. And then Motzi Tisha B'av, she takes a quick shower and she goes to the Mikvah. So she gets a head start on everybody else on, you know, getting a good shower after the 9 days. She got one already, Erev Tisha B'av. So the Mishnah says, "Loitit b'bayal tirchitz v'tach of Erev Tisha B'av." She does the preparations on Erev Tisha B'av. The Motzi Tisha B'av chafef is ma'at. Kind of matila. She does a little bit of extra, you know, preparation. The chafiva actually, really, the word chafiva actually means like that means puffing out her hair, clear, you know, combing out her hair from anything which is in the hair. Fine. The mean is samach lechafiva tefila because we need it should be right beforehand. Now, if you take a look at the Sharetzion and the Chavdal, and he points out what we mentioned. Magen Avraham Avim lechafafa b'erev Tisha B'av. If she didn't do her chafiva erev Tisha B'av, like she should have. So lach mutaris b'diavad la'asers kol chafiva b'kedin b'motzi Tisha B'av. So then you do the whole thing at night time. But that's again, it's not lechatchila because we paskin ikra chafiva is b'yoy. Okay, now. So that's about a woman who's going to the mikvah on Motzi Tisha B'av. Now, what about a woman who's starting her Shiva Nekiyim? So, Shiva Nekiyim, we pass on that. So, before a woman starts her Shiva Nekiyim, so when she starts the 7 clean days, she has to do a bedika to see that she stopped having dam. And then she changes over into white garments, this way, the white underclothes and white sheets. This way, if there's any dam, we'll notice the dam. That's called Linya Levisha's Levonim, putting on white clothes, B'tisha B'av, which means doing a hafsek tahara to be able to change into her Shiva Nekiyim, her 7 clean days. So he sends you back to what he said over there. What he said over there was that we do it. Now, we recommend the woman in that situation to do Rechitza because this way, if there's any residual the goal isn't to see if she had residual dam. The goal is to see if she's seeing dam. She's having a flow of dam now. So you want to remove all the residual dam by doing a rechitza. And therefore, if she does a bedikah, she finds dam, it's not residual dam which is there from beforehand, which has remained inside the body, but rather it's a new flow of dam coming out of her body. So she needs to do rechitza to be able to do a hefsek, preferably. So it's recommended she should do a rechitza.
She needs to do a rechitza.
She needs to wash herself. She needs to wash herself.
To do a hafsek,
she needs to do a it's recommended she does a rechitza. So the Mishavura sends you back over there to the top of Lufthun Aleph, Sif Gimel. He says that what you could do is she can't do a rechitza on her whole body, but that area of the body where the dam would be found, she can do a rechitza to be able to prepare herself for this process. That's what she normally does. That's a Sharet Zion in Lamed Hay. Sivkot Lamed Hay. She can't wash her whole body, but she can wash that area where dam comes out. Okay. So that's that. Tess. If her person's hands were dirty with tit or tsoya, you're allowed to wash because your goal over here isn't for pleasure, it's just to get rid of the dirt. You're only allowed to wash where the dirt is. It's not once I'm washing, I can wash the whole hair. I can wash away the dirt. That's mutter. Okay. Fine. Hagov. You mustn't srach of. The person went to the bathroom and relieved himself. Are you allowed to wash or not? To dinner, come up with Yom Kippur. They had the same halachas like a kippur. And he says, I'm the kabbalah and simon tov reish yud gimel. And he says you can take a look over there, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Sif Gimel, what to do over there. So let's see Mishnah Berurah over here. Mutalichetz Lahavir, Yutes. Then also El Rechitza Shaltanik. So the Chiddush over here, which Mishnah Berurah is adding, that the Chazal, when they asked Rechitza on Tisha B'Av, they only asked Rechitza of Tanuk for pleasure, for pleasurable purposes. So for medicinal purposes, for cleanliness purposes, Chazal did not ask. So another application, this would be a woman who's preparing food on Tisha B'Av for after Tisha B'Av. Let's say a Tisha B'Av fell out on a Thursday and she's preparing the food for Shabbos. So she needs to wash the food. She needs to wash the meat off from the blood. They did the process of after you do Malicha on the Basar, you have to do Rechitza on the Basar. So she's doing her hits on the bus, obviously she's going to get her hands wet. Okay, not a problem. Her goal isn't Tainuk. Her goal is... now, there is a Ramah later on in Hilchos Yom Kippur that the Ramah says that the person should have specific intent, but not to do it for the Tainuk purposes. You know, it's 95 degrees out, it's nice cold water, so I'm not doing it for Tainuk purposes, but the Maizet, it's Geshmak, you know. You should have come on and say, I'm not doing it for the Geshmak. I'm doing it just for the purpose of my valid need of whatever my valid need of rechitza is.
So she's preparing for after Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, you prepare for after Yom Tov? Right?
Well, Tisha B'Av.
So it doesn't count like a Yom Tov?
No, there's no Issur Malacha. So it's only you have an Issur Malacha, you have a problem. I mean, there's a limitation on Tisha B'Av being Isaac and other things, because you shouldn't even see Das and Avelis, but whatever is necessary. So... if it comes out, prepare food on Tisha B'Av for after Tisha B'Av to break the fast. She's obviously.
Why is she preparing meat on Tisha B'Av? You're not allowed to eat meat that night anyway. What's she preparing for?
Well, so I give you a few examples. One is a case where there was a Sudas Bris. There was a Bris on Tisha B'Av. There's a Sudas Bris on Tisha B'Av. You have meat.
Oh.
Right? Or in the case where Tisha B'Av falls on a Thursday and she needs to prepare for Shabbos.
Okay.
So there's possibilities where it would be relevant. Okay, so Ayin L'Kamon, he sends you. Sim Chavak Gimel Sif Gimel Ayin Shama Mishabura Mashik Taknu B'Shem Achrenim B'Zeh B'Shayach Kamel Khan. So I don't remember all the details over this. Let's take a peek over there, because we'll get there eventually anyway. But you might as well take the peek. So. Promise. Remember, it's like he's mechalek between. If he actually dirtied his hands, so it's on page Ayin Zayin. Someone Tofer Shir Gimel Sif Gimel. The person goes to the bathroom. So he says, "In hitul ma'ayim b'shivshav b'yado yish also tzorcha b'kineach." Person went to the bathroom. Either he was mouth to ma'ayim, which means he urinated, or and he touched, he cleaned himself off from any spray that there was, so his hands now have actual dirt on them, liquid which has to be removed. Or the person went for gedarlin, also tzorcha means he went for gedarlin, v'kineach, and he wiped himself. So again, so there's possibly his hands are actually dirty. So mutalichet shelad, you wash your hands off. That's considered meluchlachos, and you're allowed to wash that off. Now, in Ratzalis Paolo, if you look at Nami Mutter Little at Shav Kishriyas Boisa, if you're planning to daven afterwards, seeing though you did not get your hands actually dirty, but to go from that state of being in the of using the bathroom and actually physically using the bathroom, even though the hands have not become dirty, to tefillah is not proper. So a person should wash his hands to go to tefillah, and that's also Mutter. Okay, now. It would indicate, and then it goes in the case of Kohen, which is not relevant for us. Mishabura into cotton hay.
It's not relevant?
Kohen doesn't duchen on Tisha B'Av. They duchen on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon? They do in the afternoon.
Right. I said, maybe this is a new minhag I never heard. I mean.
Right. Well, Chutzar's for sure that it's not.
What?
Chutzar's for sure they don't duchen on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon.
Why not?
Tisha B'Av in the afternoon.
Oh, Tisha, I thought you talking Yom. I thought we just switched to Yom Kippur here.
No, I'm saying he talks about climbing Erel Duchim. It's not relevant to our discussion right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Yeah, I missed it. I guess it's a little.
Yeah, late. I'm sorry.
I missed
yeah.
you switching.
Yeah, back switching to gears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying for our discussion right now, that's not relevant.
Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur has to wash his hands.
Right. Yes. So the Mishabura in Zavkotan Dalet and Zavkotan Hay, so he touches on the following issue. Let's say a person went into the bathroom and did not use the facilities. But he normally, he's makbid, he goes to the bathroom, he always washes, goes into the bathroom with some mokum, which is mazum, etc. He washes his hands after.
In Israel they do, right? On Tisha B'Av? Well, maybe not.
I think they do in the afternoon.
Tannis, yeah.
The
Tisha B'Av?
Tisha B'Av in the afternoon.
Every time they say. They
I understand, but Shabbos, the Tisha B'Av different. I think they do in Tisha B'Av in the afternoon also, yeah. So he says, if the person did not do any, the Mishabur in Sivkotan Hay says the person went inside of a bathroom and did not do anything, anything there, just went in, you know, whatever reason he had to get something. So even normally he'll be makhet to wash his hands afterwards. He does not, even if he's playing the daven afterwards, he doesn't wash his hands. However, he said, if a person, always used to washing the situation. He's very uncomfortable not washing because like he always makes to wash. So it's not if that's going to if that's going to some way bother him and affect his davening, then he's allowed to wash. So that's Sukkot and Hay. He says in regards to in Sukkot and Dalet. He says a person went to the bathroom, actually relieved himself, but did not make his hands dirty. So what do you do in that situation? So we have the Mechaber said a case where he went to the bathroom and his hands actually became dirty. So that's no shall you wash your hands. Person did not do anything at all, so make sure that you don't wash. Right? What about a case where a person did use the bathroom, but his hands did not become dirty? So that's what he tells us of Cotton Dal, and he says over there that that situation... Some say that you should wash because the maisa, being in that situation itself, already is mechayv and atila. And some say the maisa, your hands are dirty, so why are you washing? You're not supposed to wash your hands in Yom Kippur. So he says he brings another credit, but the situation whether it's better to make sure the person bedafka should mechayv himself in the tila, bedafka makes it make his hands dirty. So he says you touch a place your body is normally covered, so there's zeya there, so that's mechayv. But this we have no shayla. So bedafka make sure that his hands become mechayv in the tila, get out of the mechlektus. That's what he says. It's a cotton dowel. That's the details on that. Fine. So he's applying the same rules back over to Tisha B'Av. Sif Yud. Not the autumn shachar is the tzarkos shel yitul yadav elat seif kishrei etzba'osam. The person washes his hands in the morning, like every day. We have to wash our hands in the morning, but you only wash till the end of till the knuckles, not the palm of the hands. So what's that about? Because there's a machlokes to be shown him where the chi and the tila is. Is it to the just the fingers or the whole hand? So the whole year, obviously, we're machmer to wash the whole hand. Over here, it's a kula to wash the whole hand because maybe it's you know, if it's not doesn't need the tila, why are you washing it? And therefore we wash just till the knuckles. Chavalov, not till Yadav Adam Yadav Shachar. Mr. Bursa cutting Chavalov. Shum Ruach Ra, Charlie Yadayim, because there's Ruach Ra. When you remove that, Darvali Kimaluch Lachpetitu Betzayad the Mutter. It's not any worse than if there's dirt on your hands. You need to remove it. So you're allowed to remove the Ruach Ra also. Kekaz the Beis Yosef Siman Tav Reshit Kimu. Vashem Beir Grod the Mafak Vagal Dinzeh. He finds this questionable since the Ruach Ra is not a physical tuma. There's nothing physically wrong. So it's different than tit and soya, which is the physical dirt which has to be removed. Just for washing for Ruach Ra alone, the person should not make a bracha al-Til Sidayim in this situation, because maybe you're not mechuyav to wash in this situation. However, what should you do? Rak achar she'osu tzrachov, but once a person goes to the bathroom and his hands are dirty,
So then you have to, then to daven, you must wash your hands in that situation, and then therefore daven tzedayim will be proper because it's that it's for the chiyuv netila you have before davening. Now, really, the Mishnah Berurah here is touching on a major, like, you know, he just like throws in like this. He's touching on a major iceberg of a machlokes. This is like the tip of the iceberg of this issue of what exactly are we washing in the morning for, and what exactly is the bracha of al tzedayim for in the morning. Okay.
And it's also a different type of washing, too. You're washing three times on each hand. You don't have to do that when you go to the bathroom.
Correct.
So it's a different type of washing as well.
Correct. Now, there is... if you look on the halachas of Hilchos Netilah, there is one shita which says you have to wash after the bathroom also three times. It's like one single shita out of many, many which say you don't. But many people, for some reason or other, have undertaken that chumrah. So the question now is, on Tisha B'Av,
people have undertaken that chumrah?
Three times after the bathroom. The people who have, the question is...
They have to always be in a place where there's a cup?
Yeah, it's, you know, listen...
I mean, it's, maybe it's good if you're sitting and learning, but you know, if you're outside in the world, it's a little bit.
I don't think you should do it. I'm just saying
it's a little bit of a challenge. I may
find it is. It is a challenge. Yeah. So the question is now: Tisha B'Av.
That's all we have at Thursday and Darwin.
Tisha B'Av, can they wash three times or not? Because since it's really mikra din, most shittas, vast majority of shittas, hold you there's no chiv of natila with a kaisa three times by after the bathroom. It's a very, very much a minority opinion. The person made an Hagat Tova, the person has an Hagat Tova. It's very nice. Now comes Tisha B'Av and says, that's very nice, you have an Hagat Tova, but Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to wash your hands. So my last thought. So what are you supposed to do in that situation? So, interesting, so the Chazon Ish held his mutter. He says why? Because it's for this purpose. This person, he's not washing for Tainug.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's washing because of his Hagat. Mm-hmm. So it's not a problem. So there's interesting, the conjunction with that, there's a Satmarov. Samarov used to wash his whole hand. He says, "Heyos for him, the chashash of ruach ra on his whole hand bothers him to the point. He's not washing for tiring. He's washing because he doesn't want ruach ra on his hand. Yeah, like what she did when he's this. That machmir. But he's not clearly not doing it for tiring purposes. He's doing it because he doesn't want to have anything to do with ruach ra. He's going to grace at tzaddik. He didn't want to have any shaykhs to it. So he was learning to wash his whole hand on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur." Without, you know, not just up to the knuckles when you wash in the morning.
Can you explain again why we're makel?
Why we're makel?
On the washing up to the knuckles, not washing the whole hand.
There's no flag because we're showing them where the proper makel netilah is. Is the proper makel netilah to the knuckles or to the whole hand? Right. So the whole year we say, listen, you know, you should be machmer and wash the whole hand. Because maybe, according to one opinion, you're chayav to wash the whole hand. But Tisha B'Av, we say, since you're not supposed to, you know, it's really, you're starting with, you shouldn't be washed. And we're going to be makel, allow you to wash. Right. So good, so we only do as much as necessary. There's a major complication. That's clear in halacha. You learn Simon Dalet, that we don't make a bracha of Alon Tisadayim just for taking off Ruach Ra. You don't make a bracha. The bracha of Alon Tisadayim is Niskan. There's three reasons why we watch in the morning, every morning. There's because of removing ruach ra, and that alone, if that's the only reason a person washes hands, the person will not make a bracha of Alon Tisadayim. Besides that, there is a rosh, that the rosh says that the reason why we make the more says you make a bracha of Tisadayim, because the person during the nighttime, his hands were not clean. He's touching the parts of his body which are normally covered, etc. So the person's hands, to be able to daven, he needs to wash his hands. And before davening, you have to wash your hands. You make a bracha, chazar makaybi, before you daven, to wash your hands. So you make a bracha of Alon Tisadayim. According to the Rosh, Mikra Din, the Rosh holds you say the bracha of Alon Tisadayim before Mincha and Marav also. The person in the middle of the day, he's busy, he's not keeping an eye on his hands. So you're not allowed to daven until you wash your hands, according to the Rosh. And you break a bracha of Alon Tisadayim from Mincha and Marav also, according to the Rosh. And the Guru actually was nagged like that Rosh. So the people that you know, we don't make a bracha al tzedayim from mincha ma'ariv. But according to the Rosh, there's a key of the tilas. It's not just tam, people go wash before mincha for ma'ariv, they wash their hands. It's not tam a chumrah. According to the Rosh, it's a key mikir adin. And the girl passed like that, that's meeker than a person who have to wash his hands one time, not four, not three times. But you wash your hands before men come before Mar. And that's a chi and a teal. There's a rash, but said that's not why you wash your hands in the morning. You wash your hands in the morning because the same way the Kohen Gadol, when he would go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Kohen would go into the Beis HaMikdash to do Lavoida, he would go to the Kir beforehand and wash his hands.
Wash his feet too.
Right? So we're waking up in the morning and we're sort of like, we're Hashem's servants coming to serve Him today through whatever we do. So we're going to start off our day with like entering into the Beis HaMikdash, we're washing our hands. So that's not the Mincha Mar, it's not because of Tefillah, it's because the day of a person's, Jewish person's day, is service of Hashem. And we start
off.
The Rashba, that's the Rashba Hashem. So Shacharar brings both Pshatim and Simon Dalin. He says it's a machlokes, there's no hakra on the machlokes. So therefore, for Mincha Mar, you should wash, we don't make a bracha, because according to Rashba, you're not chayav to wash. According to the Rosh, if you didn't sleep, so you know, if you didn't have a situation where your hands were necessarily dirty, so a lot of you can wash with a bracha.
But Kohen went out of the Beis HaMikdash for whatever reason, and he went back in, didn't he have to wash his
hands? He had to wash again. He had to wash again.
So then why would
again, it's not for tefillah, according to the Rosh, but it's for serving Hashem during the day.
Okay, well, you're serving Hashem when you're going to daven, aren't you?
But you're also serving Hashem when you're eating and when you're working. Oh. It's the whole day. It's for the day. It's not for the davening. So the whole day you're serving Hashem, hopefully.
But you would it's hard for me to understand this, because basically the whole idea of tefillah is
he doesn't say that. He just says...
No, I know he's not saying that, because it's contradicting to that. Because if tefillah is a makom avoda, then you should really wash your hands by every tefillah, based on that.
Right.
So and if a kohen went out of Beis HaMikdash, he comes back in, he probably would have to wash his hands again.
Yeah,
fact that he would wash his feet also. So then basically, if you do something similar to the kohen, which is hard for me to understand in general, because we're not except for our kohanim, they're not kohanim, we're not kohanim.
No, the point is that they have dedicated.
The whole thing is a little hard to understand.
No, the rest of the point is, the rest of the parallel is the same way the kohen, by washing himself before him, was making a dedication to his service. Okay. We're also making a dedication to our service. So according to Rash, the Beis Yosef learns that you do it every day. Right? Even if you're up the whole night and you were learning the whole night, you're saying, tell him the God's not. Yeah. There's a difference. The new day, you have to wash your hands again. According to Rosh, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
The person was going to seek in Darvish
al-Kadusha. And he probably was washing.
He wouldn't have to wash his hands again. So that's why the person was up the whole night of Shavuos, so he was suffering what to do with the bracha. But the Beis Yosef says like this: according to Rosh, you're mechiv the bracha. It's a new day, new commitment. You have a new chiv to wash. According to Rosh, your hands are clean. So, but according to Rosh, you go out to the bathroom, your hands became dirty. You're vada chayv and atila. So he says, very simple. Person goes shul's night. He sits up the whole night. So it comes time for davening. He goes to the bathroom, and the hands get dirty. So that according to everybody, you have to make a bracha. There's no reason to be. But calls you to go to the bathroom. It's also relevant. Let's say a person gets up in the morning. And gets up early to learn. Right? So he gets up and he washes his hands. So according to Rashba, that is your netilah for the day. That's it, done. According to Rosh, you're gonna get up and have a coffee, etc. You go to the bathroom again. This isn't the netilah which is going to help you for davening, because you might go to the bathroom again before davening. Mm-hmm. So according to Rashba, you should set this line on the first washing. According to Rosh, you can't set this line until the second washing, right before davening, if you plan to go to the bathroom again. So what do you do? So that's where it becomes complicated. Who do we paskin like the Rashba? So you can't call the Rashba. You're not making a bracha now. It's a bracha l'batala if you're planning to go to the bathroom again before davening. So he suggests over there you should not make el tzedayim until you go to the bathroom a second time. I call the Rashba. What's going on? The tila which you were mechuyev was the first one. So you get up, you wash your hands, and committed yourself to Hashem's service. Well, it's not any worse than all of the brachas nowadays that we the Gemara says weaker than the brachas which we say in the morning are supposed to be said as you happen. You put on your clothing, you say Malbesh on movement. You put on your shoes, you say Shasli Kol Tzarchi. But we don't do that. We say, you know what, not everybody's a baki. We wait to the shul to say it in shul. Mm-hmm. So the same way we wait to the shul to say it in shul, so the Beis Yosef, we wait to the shul to say it in tzedayim also. Even according to Rashba, the Chiyuv on tzedayim is much earlier. Like everything else, you know, you also got dressed then. You should have said Malbesh Arumim then. You should have said Matir Asurim then. But we wait till later on. So you wait till later on, according to the Rashba also. And so according to the Rosh, you wait till then, because that's when you go into the bathroom. According to the Rosh, you wait till then, because that's, we're missing out everything in basic analysis. That's what the Beis Yosef, you know, the Bir Lacha comes out over there. So it's a complicated issue, this issue of what our Netilah is about. But once you go to the bathroom, so you sort of solve the problem.
According to who? Is it for having gone to the bathroom?
According to the Rosh. Once you have a body healing until, because your hands are body dirty. Excuse me. Because of the same amount of
Yehudim, the Rosh Bam, it's for the
Rashba.
The serve, according to the Rashba, it's yeah. For the beginning of the service of Hashem.
Through your day.
So what is, when some people aren't willing to walk Dalet Amos, what is...
That's the Ruach Ra issue, which is the third issue. Why must every matter Yehuda shakos of the mutar lirchas yod of afle tilas hamincha? Tavi ki makab pani ashkina katilas mitzvah shetiru. It's not any worse than washing your hands for mincha. You're washing your hands to go serve to present yourself to Hashem. Okay, Yehuda lachar shenigav yod of dain lechus ksas. After you've dried your hands, but they're still a little moist. So you're not wet any part of your body, but there's a definition of what's called wetting. So the lucky is over here, but there's just a minimal amount of moisture left. And Mavir Malayin, you're allowed to wrap it in your eyes, and that's not Osir. So Mishnah Berurah will define how much is called what would be Osir. Now, Vimhoya Lifluf Agabi Enov, with Archel Ruchsa B'maim, he has the overnight, so there's crusting on his eyes from the tear ducts produce whatever they produce over there, which eventually gets sticky, etc. And every morning he washes it off. So that's not worse than lichluch, that it bothers him. So rechitz mavir v'enachosh, you're allowed to wash that off. The haver like a titu, k'tzoyah sh'rechitz k'darka v'enachosh, you're allowed to wash that off.
Is that applied to Yom Kippur too?
Yes, mikra then applied to Yom Kippur also.
Your hands are still wet, you usually have enough. Honestly, you have really
right, okay, so now, mavir v'enachosh v'enachosh, it's a person can wipe at any part of his body that he wants to wipe on. That's mutter. Let's finish this over here. So what's the shear of moist? Your hands are wet enough that when you'll touch your hands and put moisture onto the other hand, that hand will be moist enough that it can wet something else. That's called tefech amanas latfiach. That's called already that your hands are wet enough to make create an iser. Now, you're just wiping it across. But to wash your eyes straight, because we didn't allow that in general, because most people it's not really so important. A person is a very sensitive person. If he doesn't wash his face, he can't concentrate. You can so for him it's mutter because it's not rechitza shel tainug. Of a shark, a lot of them is awesome. Everybody else is awesome. Okay, let's hold it here.